In Washoe County, school started this week, and some classrooms are back to learning in Spanish. Caleb Fikes is one of those students. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano visited his family to learn more about their experience with bilingual immersion.
¿Qué cocina tu mamá?
Es un...
¿Qué es este?
I said hot dog.
Caleb Fikes is the one speaking Spanish. He's going over a school project with his younger brother, Jameson. Caleb is a fifth-generation Nevadan. And, fun fact, his great-great-grandfather was once a Reno City Councilman and the one who pushed to make Nevada Day a paid holiday. This fall, Caleb will be a third grader at Donner Springs Elementary School.
So when we moved here, it was funny because everyone was like, oh, you're zoned for Donner Springs and it's a Title I school. And my first thoughts was like, we should go somewhere else, honestly.
That's his mother, Megan Fikes. A school is classified as Title I according to the amount of low-income students, which is based off of how many students receive free and reduced lunch. Luckily for them, they didn't go anywhere, Megan says. Caleb has participated in Donner Springs Immersion Program for the past 3 years. He's learning to speak, read, and write in Spanish. The students are taught in Spanish through the classroom content 50% of the day. Caleb is learning math and science entirely in Spanish, and yes, even his homework is in the language.
I'm more math science minded, so I can usually look at the problem and understand what they're trying to do, but to a point I'll ask him what the words say, and then if it's still not clear what it is, I Google Translate.
Caleb is becoming his family's personal Spanish translator, a burden most children face when growing up bilingual. John Fikes, Caleb's father, says Caleb is the only grandchild pursuing a new language. So at home, they support him by buying Spanish books and watching Spanish cartoons. For both mom and dad, they say they owe the program much more because it's helping strengthen an important family value, inclusivity.
I just think it's making it more normalized and it's not a big deal if somebody is from a different country, and it just kind of teaches them camaraderie and empathy.
When you're immersed in the program, it removes a lot of stereotypes that you would have from like a separatist sort of environment. So if you went to school with everybody that looked like you or everybody that talked like you, you might be less inclined to make friends with somebody who doesn't look like you or doesn't talk like you. So you are kind of put into a program shown that humans are humans.
While the parents are on board, they've seen some resistance within their circle.
There's a few that they find it funny because they think that we're trying to force the Spanish language to be part of the American culture. But I see it all as positives for the people who are in the program. There's a lot of benefits. It opens up a lot of pathways in your mind. You think differently. You learn differently. And I think that the majority of the family is supportive.
You don't have to be shy, bud. It's just this.
Caleb's cheeks get rosy and his smile turns timid when his family asks him to speak in Spanish. But when they're out and about, he picks up Spanish conversations all around him. A little while later, he even started speaking with me.
Manto y núcleo.
Ooh. ¿Y qué pusiste acá? ¿Esto qué dice?
Es la capa de gas que rodea la tierra.
Mm-hmm. Caleb is just one of many monolingual English speakers learning Spanish in the program. Some of his classmates are already bilingual, and others are English language learners, known as ELL. Cheryl Euro was a dual language teacher for many years in Chicago. Illinois is a mandated bilingual state, which means if any school has more than 20 ELL students who speak the same non-English language, bilingual education is required. She's also the manager and co-founder of the Center for Teaching for Biliteracy. Since the year 2000, she says she's seen an increase in these types of programs, but obstacles remain.
You know, I think the same challenges that the nation is facing politically, xenophobia, reactionary politics, the more mundane kinds of things of testing, getting enough teachers.
According to the United States Census Bureau, as of 2011, nearly 60 million people speak a language other than English in the U.S., and almost two-thirds of that population speaks Spanish. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.